Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend, Donald Hunter. DonaldHunterFinancial.com. Is that right, Donald?
Yes, it is.
I say that right. Donald Hunter is an outstanding entrepreneur and investor and financial expert. Also, Claire Villarosa, a small business owner, a former bookstore owner in Denver, and ran a bookstore devoted to black culture and the black community when that wasn't cool, right, Clara?
Yep, in the beginning.
Down to Business is getting started in the early 80s. Down to Business is her book, and both of these folks are parents of beautiful children and of successful children. Okay, what I want to do now, we've been celebrating Black History Month, but I just want to talk about the business right now. And Donald, I want you to give us your opinion of what you think the economy is right now.
I think the economy is in a place where it has the opportunity to come back, but then when you look at the political landscape and how Washington is behaving, it makes it very difficult to see it coming back anytime soon.
Do you think that President Obama's policies have contributed or not contributed or been neutral to economic growth?
I think they've been positive toward economic growth. Do you look at the Dow Jones?
Yeah.
So
now, that's,
14,
now, Donald, I'm going to push back on you on that one because that's one of my hot buttons. The stock market is not the economy. Now, maybe 30, 40 years ago that was not the case, but today the stock market is not the economy.
What's the economy?
Main Street, out here on Main Street where you and I are.
Well, I mean, I
Main Street's growing at 2%. The stock market's at record. There's a disconnect there somewhere, Donald. And you and I'll have to have you back another day, and we'll talk about it.
It's technology. It's outsourcing.
Yeah.
It's globalization.
Right.
Those things are what's having an impact.
I'm going to have you back on. You and I have to debate that another day. But all right, I hear you. I hear you. I appreciate your comments. Go ahead, Claire. What do you think about the economy?
Okay, the economy it's stuck, but I don't think it's stuck as much as we perceive it to be, because as you say, the economy is growing very, very incrementally at the bottom end, not at the stock market
barely the maintenance level.
Yes. However, you're not going to hear much about that because that's not what people or politicians tend to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going to hear that. You can see the small businesses that are growing. You see the type of businesses that are growing. And it's very small, and it is incremental. And I think the policies he has implemented have assisted in many ways. However, believe me, he will not get credit for anything that he does.
Well, so let's talk about the credit thing. Donald, do you think the media has been favorable or unfavorable or just fair with the president?
I think the media has been fair.
Yeah.
With the president. I don't see any particular issue or problem in that case.
Right.
And I guess why do you ask? Have you seen one?
Well,
way
because
or the
Claire
other?
Was just talking about reporting. I wasn't necessarily going to ask that question, but she brought up the idea of getting the information out there about the president's job.
Yeah, no, I think the media did a good job in terms
the
of keeping things
fair. So, Claire, do you agree?
Agree. I agree that the media has been fair.
Yeah.
But the power of politicians is such that you have to get through that noise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the media is in the business of creating news. Now, sometimes...
No, that's not what they're supposed to be in the business of, Donald. They're supposed to be in the business of reporting news, not creating it.
Well, they create news through their headlines.
They do, don't they?
Through the crafty way they put together stories.
Right.
They create controversy when there's no controversy.
They do that all the time. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Clara, Donald,
yes.
What a great job you guys have done again today. Thank you so much for being here. I've really enjoyed having you on the show.
Thank you,
it's
Jim.
It's been a pleasure for me.
Thank you. Come back again real soon.
I'm wait for
we
an
will.
Invitation. I'm here.
Claire, do you have a website you want to give us?
ClaraVillarosa.com.
Just like it sounds. And Donald,
just like it sounds. I'm
really DonaldHunterFinancial.com. Is that right?
.com.
All right.
Yes.
So check those out, folks. And don't forget Claire's book, Down to Business. Those two really smart people will be back again another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.